This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So on this day after Christmas and into the fourth day of Hanukkah here, there's a chance someone's given you a gift recently. Did you thank them? Consider thanking them again and again. It's a lesson drawn from psychology. Researchers study donations to philanthropic organizations and how the second and later third thank you is crafted could lead to more donations in the future. Dr. Jen Shang is a philanthropic psychologist who's done some of this work. She's co-founder and co-director of the Institute for Sustainable Philanthropy based in Britain. Dr. Shang, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
You thank people for a gift. I mean, it's custom, it's good manners. But from your research, how you thank and how often could really encourage donors to charity to give more in the future?
Yeah, we did an extensive study where we studied the effect of thanking people versus not thanking people, different ways of thanking people, different times of thanking people, and thanking people definitely have an effect in encouraging them to give more.
I see. Tell me more about that.
So instead of thinking about from the organization's perspective, let's go into the recipient, the donors. What is their true need? They want to know that their gift has made a difference. They want to know that they have voiced their very unique beliefs through their giving, and they have connected with people that are like them. So when first people make a gift, you need to make them feel that that gift has made a difference. So the way you thank them is to thank them for what the gift did, like your gift have allowed this cat to go to a lovely home or this person to get the medical service that they wouldn't get. And later on, you thank them for how unique they are in doing this special thing for them. And then once they've done that, you can ask other questions to make them feel that they're related to other people. My favorite experiment is by far the one that we did with Goodwill Washington, D.C., where they thank out thank you emails to thank their shoppers for making Roundup donations.
Goodwill, where you buy things for a cause. Now, there's this option to round up a purchase for, let's say it was $18.50 to $20 to further your donation, and Goodwill started thanking people for rounding up.
This is the first time that they have done this. So when they first send out thank you emails, the shoppers write back to them to thank them for thanking them. And then we tracked the shopping behavior of shoppers who received thank you messages for 4 months. And we found that when you thank them, they shop more and they spend more. And the fundraising director told me that she has developed major gift prospects out of the people who wrote back.
Philanthropic psychologist Jen Shang is co-founder and co-director of the Institute of Sustainable Philanthropy based in Britain. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.